Thank you, Chairman Roberts, Ranking Member Stabenow, and members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to share National Corn Growers Association views on today's risk management tools. My name is Bruce Rohr. I farm near Paulina, Iowa. We raise corn, soybeans, and a farrow to finish hog operation. With ending stocks exceeding 2.4 billion bushels, it is more important than ever to build demand for U.S. corn. We need a robust livestock industry, more exports, and a strong and growing renewable fuels industry to make farming profitable. From 2006 to 2013, corn prices averaged $4.70 per bushel. Since then, prices have fallen below $4 and are projected to average $3.35 this marketing year. If prices remain below $4, incomes will be very low or negative. Input expenses have started to decline, but not fast enough to make up for falling revenues. One key factor driving input expenses is a substantial increase in cost to register crop protection products, due largely to a rise in environmental safety data required by regulatory bodies. This is a serious concern given the importance of crop protection to risk management and profitability. According to USDA, corn production costs reached a high of $690 per acre in 2014. Revenues fell $190 per acre from 2012 to 2015, but production costs have only decreased about $15. You can understand the serious drain on working capital and equity farmers are experiencing. In neighboring Illinois, the Farm Business Farm Management estimates net farm income declined to an average of $500 in 2015, the lowest amount since the service began keeping records. Without the ARC program, 2015 incomes on these farms would have been more than $30,000 less. ARC County has performed well, but NCGA asks you to consider several administrative concerns and changes in the market to ensure it remains an effective management tool. First, to ensure equitable payments, we need the most accurate and consistent data sources. Second, programs parameters at these lower prices will differ from when prices were falling from high levels. NCGA is evaluating many changes, including yields to address county anomalies, longer production history for appropriate guarantees, reducing deductible to 10%, a floor price adjustment to better reflect the average cost of production. Commodity programs are essential, but corn farmers' most important risk management tool is the federal crop insurance program. Corn farmers predominantly insure with federal revenue projection, RP. More than 90% of the acres in the heart of the Corn Belt are insured at the 80 to 85% level. Coverage levels tend to fall in areas where risk yield increases and premiums rise. In January of 2016, our risk management survey of farmers, our top concern was the potential cuts to premium discounts, coverage levels, and revenue policies price component. To sum up, crop insurance provides well-targeted within-year protection against yield loss and declining prices, while ARC and PLC protect against multiple years of depressed markets. As the farming economy deteriorates, access to credit remains a critical part of farm safety net. The NCGA has joined other groups to support additional funding for FSA direct and guaranteed loans. NCGA appreciates the immense effort required to craft a new farm bill, and we look forward to working with you and your staff.